Today's reading is from Luke chapter 24, verses 36 to 49. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I, myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he said this, he showed them his hands and feet, and while they still did not believe it, because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything that must be fulfilled is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written: the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Sarah. That was beautifully read. Anka, could I have the table, if that's all right? Perfect. That is great. Thank you very much. So, what have you got in the bag, Ben? I hear you cry. That was rubbish. I know some of you are here for the first time, but seriously, you can all join in. What have you got in the bag, Ben? I hear you cry.
What have you got in the bag, Ben?
Oh, thanks for asking. What I've got, you can give a cheer if you thought of any of this earlier. So, I have got a tin of peas. Anyone? Yes, we had some peas. Very good, very good. Put that there. The second thing I've got is a passport. No, I went for that. And the third thing I've got, this will be amazing if you got this, a purple heart. No one get that? Okay. So, peas, passport, purple heart. It's almost like a tongue twister, isn't it? Maybe just turn to the person next to you and as quickly as you can say, "Peas, passport, purple heart," 5 times. Go. Just listening to that, you do have to be slightly careful what road that leads you down, don't you, Sarah? Good. Right, so what have peas, passport, and a purple heart got to do with the story that Sarah just read to us? Well, that story, that account, takes us right back to the very first Easter Sunday, nearly 2,000 years ago. Jesus' friends were kind of holed up in a little room, and they were broken. They were really sad because their friend and leader and hope had died a few days earlier. They didn't know what to make of it. They were afraid because they didn't know if the same authorities who'd killed Jesus were going to come after them. And they were confused because they started to hear rumors that the tomb was empty, and even that people had been chatting with Jesus. They didn't know what to make of it. So they were sad, afraid, and confused. And right into the middle of that, suddenly Jesus appears. And the first thing that he says to them, "Peace be with you." Sorry, I'm so sorry. No, of course he said, "Peace, peace be with you." Now, "peace be with you" is a normal Jewish greeting. It's a bit like us saying hello. But this particular one had a lot more power to it because the very last thing that Jesus had said to that same group of friends before he died was, "Peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you." So just as his friends were about to go into their darkest time in life, when they were going to be feeling sad and afraid and confused, Jesus had given them the gift of peace. And then the first thing he says to them when he sees them again is to give them his gift of peace. Now, I don't know if at the moment you're feeling sad or afraid or confused or all three. But the good news from this story is that God's peace, which passes all understanding, is a free gift to all of us. No matter who we are or what we're going through, we can experience something of God's peace if we ask Him, even in the midst of dark times. Now, some of Jesus' friends were still a bit confused and a bit befuddled, as you would be if someone who you'd seen die a few days earlier came back and started chatting to you. So they were, what's going on here? And so Jesus decided that he wanted to prove his identity to them. Now, this is a passport, a proof of identity. Is that the right way around? Who's that handsome man? I hear you cry. Let's try that again, and you've got to do it in an American accent, okay? Who's that handsome man? I hear you cry. That's very sweet of you. Well, that, of course, was me. This is 10 years old, this passport now, so that passport photo was taken 10 years ago. The good news is I haven't aged a day, or at least in my eyes, I haven't. Tors and I and the kids are heading off to North America in the summer for my brother-in-law's wedding celebration. In order to get into the USA, we've had to give loads of proof of identity. So passports, we had to fill in this like visa waiver form, passports, email addresses, address, old addresses, phone numbers. I even had to talk about my online presence to them, which is fairly simple. I've got more Facebook friends than actual friends, and even though some of them are weird, none of them are terrorists. That was the basic essence of it. So all those different proofs of identity. Now, Jesus didn't have a passport or much of an online presence, but he wanted to prove his identity to them. He wanted to show them he really was that same Jesus who had died a couple of days earlier. And so he showed them his hands and his feet and his sides, the marks where the nails had gone in. Can you imagine what that must have been like to see that? It must have been extraordinary. And then, as I think my favourite kind of proof of identity that he does, is he just sits down and has some boiled fish with them. Now, I had to look up what boiled meant this week. Basically, it just means barbecued or grilled. So Jesus just sat down and had some grilled fish with his friends, which reminded them of all those times that they had done that before. Jesus really was with them. So in addition to the gift of his peace, he gives them the gift of his presence. And just like his peace, that gift of his presence is available to us today as well. We can be friends with God. We can know him with us. And that is extraordinary. So Jesus gave his friends and us his peace and his presence. And then thirdly, he gave them a purpose. He said, you need to go out and tell everyone the good news that God's peace and God's presence are available to everyone. Now, in another gospel, the Gospel of John, we were reading from Luke this morning, he says it like this: as God the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. Now, how did God send Jesus into the world? Well, he sent Jesus in love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. God sent Jesus to come show us how to live a life of love and to live that life so extraordinarily that it took him to the cross. And in dying and rising again, to make that love, that friendship, that relationship available to every single one of us. And so we, those of us who choose to be followers of Jesus, are called to go out into the world living lives of love that point people towards God. Living lives of love which help people to be able to find and accept God's gifts of peace and his presence. So, whoever you are today, whatever's going on in your life, God offers us his gift of peace. He offers us the gift of his presence. And he offers us the gift of his purpose to live lives of love in the world. So, peas, passport, purple heart, peace, presence and purpose. Amen.